So thank you all for coming. I said that there's going to be a seminar on nectar of devotion. Well, Nectar of Devotion is quite a large book. And this is quite a small seminar. But luckily, Nectar of Devotion deals with everything about Krishna consciousness. So it's hard to say anything which is not included in the Nectar of Devotion. But I'm going to speak about something about Nectar of Devotion, something about Madhurya Kandambini. And of course we always throw in something from Bhagavad Gita and other places. In Nectar of Devotion, at the very beginning, it explains that there are six different steps or qualities, six different qualities of devotional service according to the level of advancement. The first two are called kleshadi, which means the freedom from all kinds of distress. And the other is subhada, the acquiring of all good qualities. There's been there two different leaves that are growing. So we're watering the bhakti plant, and we're hoping that these two leaves start to grow. Prabhupada said one lecture, Brahma Buddha Prasanatma, that if you feel him morose, it's a sign of lack of Krishna
consciousness.
So we're supposed to become Prasanatma, that is joyful. So joyfulness begins with klesha agni, freedom from all kinds of distress. And not surprisingly, the other stages of advanced and devotional service are simply intensifications of these two different stages. For instance, klesha agni, at that stage there is, or even subhada. There's a certain, it says subhada, all good qualities, one of the qualities of subhada is it gives one happiness greater than that of material sense gratification.
Jedna od recimo osobina slobode je da nam daje sreću koja je veća od bilo kakva sreća da bi mene čuli u životu.
And a higher state than that is moksha lagu krit. The happiness defines even the happiness of liberation.
Ta sreća se definiše kao sreća veća od sreće od oslobođenja.
And then beyond that, at the stage of prema, that's at the stage of bhava. Bhava has two qualities, known as it's rarely achieved and it's derives even the conception of liberation.
Bhava ima dve osobine. Prva je da se veoma rijetko dostiže, a druga da jednostavno ne razmišlja se o tom konceptu oslobođenja.
And then at the stage of prema, we have it's the only means to attract Krishna and it gives one sundarananda vishekatma, unlimited transcendental pleasure.
A na nivou sljedećem vreme dobijamo neograničeno zadovoljstvo.
The pleasure is so intense that one can't even recognize that he's in the material world anymore.
Ono je toliko jako da osoba više ni ne prepoznaje da se nalazi u materijalnom svijetu.
It's not that he doesn't know who he is or what's going on, but he sees everything as Krishna's transcendental pastime.
Nije da ta osoba ne zna ko je ili šta se dešava, već sve vidi kao Krishna transcendentalni zabavu.
But for most of us, we don't have to worry about what is the experience of Sundarananda Vishekatma or its only means to attract Krishna. If we begin with the first stages of sarana bhakti, then the other ones will automatically develop.
No, mi ne moramo toliko da se brinemo o tim posljednjim. Mi treba da počnemo od prvih nivoa i da se nadamo da ćemo dakle da se razvijemo dalje.
The plan of bhakti is so wonderful that even when the other stages develop, still the first two stages keep on developing.
Pilka bhakti je tako divna da čak i nakon što se krenu razvijati ostali nivoi, ovi prvobitni nastavljaju da rastu.
And everything becomes simple. In other words, when one is able to actually focus his mind completely on Krishna in the spirit of unalloyed love, then everything else develops simultaneously.
Drugim rečima, ako je osoba sposobna da se nekako fokusira na Krishna i na bezuzročnu ljubav prema njemu, onda se sve ostalo nekako samo po sebi dešava. Dobro.
But there, in the beginning, there are certain obstacles.
No, naravno, u početku ima prepreka.
So sometimes we like to hear about how wonderful the result would be. But we should also do what's necessary so we can experience that wonderful result. I can say that my highest experiences in Krishna consciousness, most of them came as a result of surrender.
Mogu vam reći da su moja najuzvišenija iskustva u svesnosti Krišna zapravo nastala usled predavanja.
It wasn't that I made a decision to surrender and then suddenly there was the doors of Vaikuntha opened up and the chariot came by to pick me up.
Nije baš bilo kao da sam ja odlučio da se predam, da se sad ja jednom vrata Vaikuntha otvorila i došla je kočija da me pokupi.
I remember, for instance, one time I was I had gone to Dallas to visit Tamal Krishna Maharaj. To Dallas, Texas, to visit Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
Došao sam jednom prilikom tako u Dallas, u Texasu, da posetim Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
And he mentioned to me, he said, well, we have one sannyasi, he's in the Philippines, maybe you can go there and help him.
Jedan mi je spomenuo, imamo mi jednog sannyasi, on je na Filipinima, možda bi ti mogao da odiš na pomoć?
And immediately my mind said, no. You're not going to the Philippines. How can he demand you go there? Why did he even ask you? So I was sitting there and thinking, really, I'm really suffering listening to my mind. Although I am inclined to follow my mind's direction.
Iako imam sklonost da pratim usmjerenja svog uma.
But I thought, well, maybe it's not good. Maybe I should follow and do what Prabhupada wants me to do.
Ali ja sam pomislio, pa možda treba da uradim to što Prabhupada želi da je.
So then I started to think, what would Prabhupada want me to do?
Ja sam počeo da razmišljam, a što bi Prabhupada želio da ja uradim?
And then Prabhupada said, well, why don't you do it?
I onda je Prabhupada rekao, pa što to ne
radiš? Why don't you do it in the spirit that you're doing to serve your God brother and to serve the movement?
Što to ne uradiš u pravom duhu, to je taj duh, da pomogneš svom kod bratru da širi mokri, sve sam se križi.
So I said, all right, I'll do it.
Ja sam rekao, pa dobro, pa ću to uredno.
And when I was there, Krishna gave me some transcendental experience.
I kada sam tamo došao, Krishna mi je dao neka transcendentalna iskustva.
And it definitely wasn't the result of my excellent service in the Philippines.
I to sigurno nije bio rezultat moje izuzetne službe na Filipinima.
But I immediately understood it was because I had made a decision to surrender with some proper understanding and something of a better attitude than I usually have.
Već sam razumio da je to rezultat pravilnog razumevanja i nešto pravilnije stava nego što je obično bilo.
Krishna didn't heal it, pick me up.
Krishna me nije tek tako.
For some special mercy.
Izabrala iz neke specijalne milosti.
But this is the result. I remember one time, actually I was married in the movement.
Zapravo ja sam bio u braku.
For 2 weeks. I was definitely not very qualified to be a very good household.
Definitivno nisam bio jako kvalitetan da budem dobra britanska.
I mean, if I have a problem with being straightforward now, I had a much bigger problem back then.
I sad imam problem da budem direktan, a tad sam imao još veći problem.
Especially with my potential wife.
In
any case, somehow or another, probably I was really surprised. I was thinking, I mean, I was really crazy when I joined. I'm a little less crazy now.
Rekao je da zapravo, kaže mi, sad je malo manje lud nego što je bio lud kad se pridružio
pokretu. I mean, Krishna actually did give me a lot of mercy when I joined.
Krishna mi je dao mnogo milosti kad sam se pridružio.
But my understanding of it was way out of proportion to reality.
Ali moje razumevanje nije bilo u skladu sa realnošću.
Luckily, I had Prabhupada to give me some guidance sometimes.
Srećom imao sam Prabhupada koji mi je davao uput sa
pogledama. Any case, during this time, Krishna, I was thinking, well, maybe I should, this is 1969, I was thinking, maybe I should take sannyas. But my temple president kept on telling me, everyone should become a householder. Prabhupada said everyone should become a householder. So my realm of depth of knowledge was quite shallow.
I tada je moja dubina znanja bila prilično upisna.
I didn't know why I wanted to take some jobs.
I nisam ni znao zašto ja želim
da uzmem sam jobs. And I had no reason to become a householder either.
Mada nisam imao ni razloga da budem.
So then my temple president approached me and said, there's one girl here and she wants to get married.
Kada mi je prišao, temple president rekao, ima ovdje jedna matrači i ona hoće da se uda.
And because I'm just one year leader, you have to become a householder over there. So I said, well, I didn't know who she was, I never, because we didn't look at the ladies back then. But I had two reasons to get married. The main one was that if you got married, they cooked a special feast. And prasadam wasn't very good back then, so I thought maybe it would be worthwhile. And the second reason, I thought, well, if I were to become a leader, you're supposed to get married, well, I'll get married. The feast was the main reason. In any case, we didn't get officially married.
In some случае,
it was a fire sacrifice.
Nismo se zvanično oženili.
So I thought, if there's anything wrong with this arrangement, Prabhupada will say something.
I prosto kad god nešto nije bilo uredi, Prabhupada bi nešto rekao.
Because I was thinking in back of my mind, is it really such a good reason to get married just to have a feast?
I stalno sam razmišljao u umu, pozdravljeni s ovom, za ne stvarno kako je toga razlog za večanje, da želiš fist sam.
So Rupa Nuga, my temple president, wrote the Prabhupada and asked him, we have, her name was Jagat Tarini.
Onda je putem njegove buduće supruge, odnosno supruge.
I never even learned her karmi name.
Nije naučio ni njeno karmi ime nikada. Uglavnom, pošto je imao naviku da pitaš ima pravda nešto.
Was it a very close relationship?
I nije to bio ni blizak odnos. A tempo prezident je pisao što je pravda na to pitanje kao. Nešto vezim kao tako.
In any case, he wrote to Prabhupada and asked him, is it right that Jagat Tarini, and him and Prahladananda get married?
I onda je tempo prezident pisao što je Prabhupada pitao da li je u redu da se Jagat Tarini već nešto i Prahladananda venčimo.
So Prabhupada wrote back and said, they have all my blessings. Oh, I thought, now I'm in trouble. And the worst thing, well, that was, I mean, and Prabhupada said simultaneously that, with that, he should open the temple. So obviously my relation with my fire sacrifice with didn't last very long.
Ali u svakom slučaju moj odnos u tom matici sa kojom sam Petar zajedno da žetim na matici nije bilo
traga. One is that she cut the feast.
prvi razlog je špionarsku olafizmu.
And I didn't like it, Michelle.
A meni se nije bilo dobro stara.
And the worst thing is I sit there and I read Bhagavad Gita to her.
A najgore je bilo što sam sedeo i njoj čitao Bhagavad Gita.
And she would fall asleep. I thought this relationship is not going to last. In any case, there are more details we won't go into. But it wound up that the relationship only lasted for a little while, but then I was supposed to open the temple. So I was all fired up, I'm going to become a temple president. And so many servants underneath me.
Neću nikakve tamo uznemirenja podati.
Tell everyone what to do.
Sad ću ja svima da kažem šta da radim.
I mean, back then, I remember when I first joined, if you were initiated, that was really significant.
Sećam se kada sam se tek pridružio, ako imaš inicijaciju, to je stvarno bilo važno.
And then, if you became second, by 1969, Prabhupada started to give second initiation.
Do 69. Prabhupada počeo da dijeli i druge inicijacije.
So, to be a real devotee, you had to become a Brahmin. When I asked my temple president, how long have you been in the movement? And he told me 2 years. I said, wow, he's really a senior devotee. You know, he's like, wow. 2 years, that's a lifetime.
Mislim sam, wow, 2 godine, to je čitav život.
And if you were a Brahmin, you know, then you had a full dandavat.
A ako je neko Brahmana, ja mu se odavao pun dandavat.
In any case, Rupanuga decided I was going to become a temple president and open a temple in Florida.
U svakom slučaju, Rupanuga je odlučio da ja postanem temple president.
So I thought, that's great, Florida, you know, because we used to go, my parents and my sister and myself, we used to go on holiday in Florida, it was great. So I said, wow, it's like a vacation. So I wound up in Florida. And I wind up at the airport, no one's there. And I had to ask around, where are the devotees? Oh, they said, oh yeah, they live in Coconut Grove Park. So I got in Coconut Grove Park. And there was Vishnujan Swami, Brahmananda Swami, Gargamuni Swami, Subal Swami, and their assistants. So I thought this is great. You know, 6 Swamis and their assistants. We're opening a temple here. I'm going to be the president. So that night we were in a bookstore, an esoteric bookstore. And they had no prasadam. And I thought, this is great, you know, prasadam, the president, everything's going great. Then little did I know that the next day, Vishnujan Maharaj left with his assistant, Brahmananda left with his assistant, Subal left with his assistant. And I was there with Gargamuni and his assistant. Suddenly our temple was in the park of Coconut Grove. We were living in the park. And the park meant that I had my sleeping bag. I had my 2 dhotis. Toothbrush. And a little toothpaste. And that was it. And the part meant that we cooked on the grills where they barbecue everything. And we took a shower in the park sink. You know, you take the cup, you look for a cup, and then you turn the sink tap and you throw it open. And unfortunately, we happened to be there during hurricane season. So living in a park during the hurricane season had its disadvantages. And my leader at that time had decided we were going to spend no money on prasad. Except for distributing prasadam to others. So our prasadam for some time became, we wake up in the morning.
I evo kako je to bilo. Mi se probudimo ujutro.
Dust off our sleeping bag.
Ovako istresemo svoje vreće za spavanje.
And then take our shower in the park sink.
I onda se istuširamo u tom kliniku.
Chant our rounds.
Izmantramo svoje krugove.
And then cook chapatis on the grills.
I onda pravimo čapatije na tim grillovima.
And the Gopinath, his assistant and myself.
Gopinath, njegov pomoćnik i ja.
And he makes some Garimuni Mara Swami at that time would make some apple chutney. And then he'd have a little kirtan. And maybe 50 hippies would come around. And we'd put a little apple chutney in the chapatis. And then go around and distribute the chapatis to all the hippies who came. And then we, after the whole program, we get our quota of prasadam for the day. Which consisted of two chapatis with a little apple chutney. And then we go on book distribution. And we collect lakshmi. Sell back the guy
there.
And if we came back on time, which we usually didn't, we get one quarter of a pint of sour cream. And two bananas to eat. So that went on for some weeks.
I to se tako dešavalo nekoliko nedelja.
Gradually I got thinner and thinner. And I thought, well, it's not so bad. Because at least I'll become the temple president.
Aren't you going to be the temple president?
So things, I mean, I was a little worried because, you know, I was thin anyhow. But, you know, on that diet, I was not getting any fatter. And then the hurricane came. And we were cooking chapatis when the hurricane came. So it was a hurricane and we kept on cooking the chapatis. And it was so cold, you know, my hands were freezing. So then I started to think, I don't know if I really want to be the temple president. In any case, during that time, Krishna actually gave me some special mercy. So much so that, you know, for at least some days my senses were completely clear and enlivened. And I had reached, I mean, besides all the mercy, I realized that the goal in life was not to become a temple president.
postati temu drugu.
And that was not the end of, I mean, early ISKCON, sometimes they, devotees that glorify it, the devotees are so sweet, the kirtans are so nice. And they were in some respect.
Nekada bakte onako slave taj rani ishod, kao sve je bilo jako slatko i bilo je puno kirtana, ali jeste, u nekom smislu jeste to bilo.
But I don't know if I could have survived in the same situation now.
Ali ja ne znam da li bih u onakvoj situaciji danas to mogla preživjeti.
I mean, in one sense, it's always nice to look back.
U jednom smislu, uvek je lepo pogledati nazad.
But Krishna definitely reciprocated, I mean, forced us into a certain circumstance.
Naravno, usled okolnosti.
I mean, I think just to give us some mercy.
Krishna je, mislim, samo htio da nam da nešto milosti.
Because ordinarily, who would put themselves in a circumstance where you're practically starving to death?
Jer ko bi sebe sam stavio u takve okolnosti da zapravo se izhranjuje do smrti?
You have no place to live. I mean, we were worse than homeless.
Mi smo bili gore nego beskućnici.
At least the homeless, they have some, you know, some bag or something to put their things in.
Beskućnici su bar imali neki ranac ili nešto u što su stavili stvari.
We had, you know, and we were working the whole day.
I još smo mi radili čita dan.
I would never do it if I, you know, if I, anyhow, we did it because we had no alternative. That's what Prabhupada wanted, and we did it for him.
Mi smo to radili jer nismo imali alternative. To je što Prabhupada želeo, mi smo to radili za njega.
They told me to go to, well, one devotee showed up with a maxi van, with a truck.
Jedan bhakta se pojavio sa nekim maxi vanom, sa nekim kamionom.
And since he had all the opulence, he was a householder.
I pošto je bio tako puno obilja, on je bio grihasta.
They decided I was going to go to Houston, Texas and assist the mission of John Maharaj in opening the temple there.
Odlučili su da ja treba sad da idem u Houston, u Texas, da pomognem Višnu Džana Maharaju da tamo otvorim hram.
So they did, I asked, well, how am I going to get there?
I mu se je pitao, pa dobro, kako ću ja tamo dobro?
So they say, you hitchhike there.
Rekli su mi, pa stopijem.
That's what Višnu Džana Maharaj and his assistant Srinath did.
To su uradili Višnu Džana Maharaj, njegov asistent.
So we had a hitchhike through the south of America, the southern states of America.
I tako smo mi autostopirali kroz južne države južne.
With dotis on and tilak and a shaving head.
I to sa sve dotijem i tilocima i obrijenim glavama.
And I can tell you, they were not the friendliest people.
I mogu vam reći, na putu nije bilo baš tako jako prijateljski nastrojenih ljudi.
The first person who picked me up was completely drunk.
Prva osoba koja me je pokupila je bila potpuno pijana.
That was quite an interesting story.
To je prilično zanimljiva reč.
It took 3 days to get there.
Trebalo mi 3 dana da stignem do tamo.
And the only thing Gargamuni gave me to eat on the way was 1/4 pound of fried chickpeas.
A jedina stvar koju mi je Gargamuni dao da jedem do tamo je bila četvrtina nečeg prženih slanog hrana.
And we went to the health food store to buy it.
I on je otišao na zdrave hrane da to kupi.
The man who worked at the health food store took a look at me and offered to give me 2 date balls for free.
I onda kada je mene pogledao, taj čovjek koji radi u toj ranji zdrave hrane, ponudio se da mi da još nešto za džabe. Da, dve. Da,
dve.
Vidi se da nisam skoro uopšte ništa jeo.
And then I had 3 days with 1/4 pound of fried chickpeas.
I onda sam ja tako sa nešto četvrtinu kile zapravo je to kruženog slanca.
I didn't even look at on the way over there.
Nisam ni ono, ni mogu da gledam na tebe, kroz prozor.
Fried chickpeas at that time. Prabhupada said we were only allowed 8 fried chickpeas.
Prabhupada je rekao da nam je dozvoljeno da pojedemo samo 8 tih slonitaka kruženog. Na dan,
I didn't even eat my 8 then.
Ja ni svojih 8 nisam dobio.
In any case, we just took it. I mean, that's what we had to do, so we did it.
Ali u svakom slučaju, to je bilo onako kako smo mi to prihvatili. To je ono što mi moramo da uradimo i mi smo to radili.
We were servants in the circumstance.
I vi služite u skladu sa okolnostima.
So that's generally, we may be fantastic in so many different things.
Možda smo mi fantastični u tako mnogo stvari.
Maybe expert kirtan leaders or preachers or cooks or whatever managers.
Možda smo sjajni kitchen lideri ili kuvari ili propovednici ili menadžeri.
But ultimately it's the attitude of surrender that Krishna is looking for.
Ali krajnji cilj ono što Krishna traži jeste predavanje.
And we have that even if we're so-called unimportant devotees.
Čak i ako smo takozvani nevažni bhakti.
If we have an attitude of surrender, then we become, in Krishna's eyes, very significant.
Ako imamo taj stav predavanja, onda ćemo u Krišnjim očima postati veoma važni.
And because the devotees had that attitude of surrender, therefore they were able to do so many wonderful things.
I pošto su bhakti spremni da se predaju, to je razlog zašto oni su sposobni da urade tako puno divnih stvari.
Of course, one of the major reasons why the devotees had such an attitude of surrender.
Naravno, a šta je glavni razlog da bhakti imaju uopšte takav stav predavanja?
Because I wasn't the only one that Prabhupada asked to do such things. Prabhupada asked so many devotees to do something similar.
Ja nisam bio jedini od koga Prabhupada tražio da radi takve stvari. On je tražio to od mnogih bhakti, slično stvar.
My whole temple, one devotee, Nityananda, he opened the temple in New Orleans.
Iz mog hrama, prvog recimo, jedan bhakta Nityananda otvorio hram u New Orleansu.
I mean, that's how our movement expanded.
I tako se naš pokret širio.
But we had faith in Prabhupada.
Ali mi smo imali veru u Prabhupada.
We had faith. Well, not only because devotees glorified Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was, you know, a transcendental personality.
I ne to, ne samo zato što su bhakti slavili Prabhupada, već zato što je Prabhupada bio transcendentalna ličnost.
In one way or another, he affected devotees so that they surrendered.
On je na jedan ili drugi način uticao na bhakte, da se oni predaju.
So in the beginning there has to be some attitude of surrender. And although we may not experience the highest state of transcendental ecstasy all the time, but Krishna will show us, if we are a little surrendered, that in proportion to our surrender, that's how he reciprocates with us.
Ali Krišna će nam pokazati da će nam zapravo u skladu sa tim i u skladu sa tim koliko se mi predajemo i to pružiti.
So, luckily, our movement progressed a little bit beyond having the devotees live in parks and eat two chapatis a day.
Na sreću, naš pokret je napredovao bar na malo bolje od toga da se bakte žive u parku i da jedu samo dva čupati na dan.
I wouldn't recommend that our leaders
ne bih to preporučio našim liderima.
Take up that particular aspect of service that invokes surrender.
I da preuzmu takav aspekt službe pa da tako moraju da se predaju.
But the surrender simply transformed itself gradually in one way or another.
Ali to predavanje se postepeno transformisalo na ovaj ili onaj način.
The Prabhupada emphasized, especially preaching.
Prabhupada je naročito naglašavao propovedanje.
So that was the main surrender.
I to je bilo glavno predavanje.
Wherever we want, when, at that time especially, we do Harinam.
Naravno, u to vreme naročito mi smo radili Harinam.
And that's, I mean, for instance, when I, at the beginning we do a Harinam 8 hours a day.
Na početku radili smo Harinam 8 sati na dan.
Because that's all we knew, that's all we could do, we couldn't do anything else.
Jer to je bilo sve što smo mogli da radimo, mi smo ništa drugo mogli da radimo, umeli.
Even there was, well, there was a little bit of distribution.
Bilo je malo deljenja knjiga.
Because that's how we supported the temple.
Jer to je način kako smo izdržavali hram.
But the whole movement was, you had to do it.
Ali čitav pokret je bio tako, moraš to da uvedeš.
If you didn't go in Harinam, why were you in the movement?
Ako ne ideš u Harinam, a zašto ti u pokretu?
If you didn't distribute back to Godhead, then we wouldn't eat.
Ako nećemo da prodajemo back to Godhead, onda nećemo ni jesti.
What to speak of doing what probably wanted.
A da ne govorimo o tome da radimo ono što je pravo počelo.
And that became the main focus of surrender.
I to je postao glavni fokus predavanja.
Even after we got some Lakshmi,
čak i nakon što smo dobili neki
Lakshmi, we got buildings,
Dobili smo zgrade.
We got more and more devotees.
Dobili smo sve više i više bhakti.
But it was all concentrated on preaching.
Ali sve je bilo koncentrisano na preaching.
And the reason why devotees did it is because they probably wanted it to be done.
A razlog zašto su to bhakti radili je što je pravo želeo da oni to rade.
And when one did it, one actually in that particular mood, then everything was very blissful.
I kada je to osoba radila u jednom određenom raspoloženju, sve je bilo puno sreće.
And of course, things were not always so blissful.
Naravno, stvari nisu uvijek bile tako.
Because there's always a fight between our minds, at least for me.
Jer bilo je puno tih borbi u umu, sa umom, sa sobom, pa je za mene.
My mind wanted to be the biggest book distributor in the world.
Moj um je želeo da bude najveći delilac knjige na svetu.
I wanted to be recognized at least in the three zones.
Želao sam da budem priznat bar u tri zone.
Or I wanted to become Prahlad Maharaj and save the world.
Ili sam htio da postanem Prahlad Maharaj da spasem svet.
Or so many different things.
Ili tako puno različitih stvari.
And at the same time, Prabhupada wanted me to do it.
A u isto vreme, Prabhupada je želao da ja.
So, but I used to notice when I go out for the first hour or so,
ali primetio sam kada sam izašao na prvi sat ili tako nešto,
my mind would be in one place,
moj um je bio na jednom mjestu,
and then after some time distributing books, you become so blissful, you forget about all those things.
I nakon nekog vremena deljenja knjiga, toliko se apsorbiraš da zaboraviš na sve.
Of course, the other side is that when you become very enlivened, then people naturally stop.
Jer druga ta strana je da ti postaneš toliko oživljen, da ti prirodno staje.
Krishna empowers you.
Krishna te opunomoći.
And the other side was that you actually started thinking, I'm doing these things, I'm empowered, I figured out the whole thing.
A druga stvar je da ti sad počinješ da misliš, ma ja to radim, ja sam opunomoći, ja sam to sve shvatio kako treba.
And then Krishna would have to make the arrangements to bring you back down to earth again.
I onda Krishna mora da napravi aranžmane da te ponovno prizemlji.
But in any case, Krishna really wanted us to preach.
U svakom slučaju, Krishna je zaista želeo da prepovedi.
So he gives some mercy.
I dava je nešto milosti.
Especially if you do it day after day after day.
Naročito ako smo to radili dan za dan.
Because, I mean, I was one of the, at least one of the 20 top distributors in the world for some time.
Ja sam neko vrijeme bio jedan od 20 najboljih delilaca knjiga u svijetu.
And I had no idea how to distribute books.
A nisam imao pojma kako se dele knjige.
I didn't really know exactly, I mean, I didn't have very refined techniques.
Nisam imao neke rafinirane tehnike.
But I wanted to distribute books.
Ali želeo sam da podelim knjige.
So Krishna made the arrangements.
I Krishna je pravio aranžmane.
And I didn't really want to distribute the books so much to save everyone.
Ja zapravo nisam čekao toliko da delim knjige da sve spasim.
But I was living with the other top distributors in the world.
Ali živio sam sa ostalim najboljim delilacima na svijetu.
And I didn't want to be, you know, I definitely didn't want to be the last.
I sigurno da nisam ja htio da budem najgori.
So when I see them distributing so many books, I think, well, I got to distribute these books too.
I onda kad sam vidio koliko oni dele, pomislio sam, ja, pa moram ja da delim te knjige.
So one way or another, I was inspired.
Na jedan ili drugi način bio sam inspirisan.
And Krishna reciprocated.
I Krishna je uzvratio.
I mean, ultimately that's the most important technique for book distribution.
Konačno, to jeste najvažnija tehnika za deljenje knjiga.
To depend upon Krishna.
Da zavisiš od Krishna.
I mean, sometimes I remember I was in Houston, Texas, not the friendliest town in the world at the time.
Sećam se neke stvari, recimo bio sam u Houstonu, u Texasu i to nije prijateljski je nastrojen grad u to vreme bio.
Houston, Texas was, when we first got there, as I said before, we went out, Vishnu and Dhamma, Srinath and myself, we went on and did Harinam.
Pre nego što bismo izašli iz Zelenog knjige, Vishnu se naš lider i ja smo prvo radili Harinam.
In Dodis and Tilak.
U Dodima, sa Tilakom.
And the police came and immediately arrested us.
I onda bi došla policija i uhapsila nas.
Put us in jail.
I stavila nas u zatvor.
And I was chanting Hare Krishna.
A ja sam mantrao Hare Krishna.
So the policeman said, he came over and said, stop chanting.
I onda bi došla policajca i rekao, prestani da mantraš.
So I thought, well, this person's in Maya and he needs the holy name. So I started chanting a little loud. So he took out his gun. And he was about to hit me with his gun. So I decided maybe I could chant more softly. Wasn't the friendliest sound I was ever in. In any case, I stand there on the street. Oh, well, anyhow, eventually they allowed us to distribute the books. They put us on trial. Specifically Vishnu Dhammaraj, but they made a televised trial in front of the city council. They were going to have a trial of the cult on television. Hopefully they weren't going to hang us in public. Here's what happens to people who, the cult members. Now, luckily, what happened is that as the program was going on, someone came up to one man, said, "I'll pay you such and such money if you hit this monk on
television."
So the man, who happened to be a reporter, and he went before the city council during the television program and said, "I've been asked to hit this monk during this television program." I've been offered such and such amount of money to hit
him.
And the city council was so embarrassed they dismissed the case. So then we were allowed to go on the street to show his books. Vishnu Dhammaraj, he'd stand there just like the, you know, with the book open. He wouldn't say a word to anyone. Because that wasn't his mood, really. He was such a fantastic kirtan leader, but he wasn't a book distributor. And Srinath wouldn't go out. So it was only left up to me. And unless I distributed some books, we wouldn't eat. And not only that, but we had no heat. And we were living in a house which had, you could see through some of the boards in the house, you could actually see through
it.
And when it was snowing outside, it got very cold inside. So I'd stand there trying to distribute back the guy there. I couldn't figure out what to say to stop these people. And even if they stopped, they couldn't figure out what to say that they'd take a book. So I just stand there and just pray to
Krishna.
I tried to distribute the book, but I'd just be constantly praying. And out of nowhere, people would just come and take the Bhaktivedanta. So then I started thinking that what are all my techniques? The real technique is just to think about Krishna, pray to Him. Of course, I distributed books 7 days a week for probably until in the 90s, so maybe 30 years or something.
Ja sam delio knjige 7 dana nedeljno sve do 90-ih, možda nekih 30 godina.
But I always learned that that's the only technique that works.
I naučio sam da je to jedina tehnika koja funkcionira.
There are other things that work too.
Ima i drugi stvari koje funkcionira.
But that's the most important technique.
Ali ovo je najvažnija tehnika.
So at the beginning we have to rely upon Krishna.
Za početak moramo se osloniti na Krishna.
And at the end we have to rely upon Krishna.
Na kraju moramo se osloniti na Krishna.
And hopefully put ourselves in some circumstance where we have to rely upon Krishna.
I treba da se sami sebe stavimo u neke okolnosti u kojima ćemo morati da se oslonimo na Krishna.
And as it says in Madhurya Kandambini.
I kao što je rečeno Madhurya Kandambini.
There are different obstacles.
Postoje različite prepreke.
In the state called Anishnata Bhajna Kriya. There are different mentalities. And generally speaking, these mentalities are simply obstacles to rely upon Krishna. Practically speaking, there are so many different stages of devotional service. From Anartana Vritti to Nishta to Ruchi. But it always comes down to that same simple thing. The art of Krishna consciousness is simply the art of focusing one's mind and giving one's love to Krishna.
Ali sve se to svodi na jednu jednostavnu stvar, koja da je umetnost srca s Krišna, je umetnost fokusiranja uma i predavanja Krišna. Rađe na najbolje što možeš za Krišna.
That's why Uddhava is so important.
Zato je Uddhava tako važno.
Because we're told, and that's the only thing we're supposed to do, is focus our minds on Krishna, the holy name.
I nam je rečeno da je jedina stvar koju stvarno treba da radimo, jeste da fokusiramo svoj um na Krišna.
And try to do it with some reverence or with some feeling, at least reverence.
I kada mantramo da to radimo sa divljenjem, barem divljenjem.
That is the essence.
To je suština.
And everything else comes from that, because Krishna reveals himself.
I sve ostalo dolazi od toga, jer Krishna se razotkriva.
So, for instance, in Nishnata, Bhajna Kriya, the first thing is Utsahamayi.
Recimo na ovom nivou, prva stvar je Utsahamayi.
Puffed up with enthusiasm.
Kada je osoba onako natopljena entuzijazmom.
Actually, enthusiasm is very essential.
Zapravo entuzijazm je veoma važan.
That is our life.
To je naš život.
People live for enthusiasm.
Ljudi žive za entuzijazm.
Without enthusiasm, we can't do anything.
Bez entuzijazma ne možemo ništa da radimo.
But, at the beginning we're enamored with our own enthusiasm.
Ali u početku mi nemamo ne znam kakav entuzijazm.
And indeed, when we first joined the Hare Krishna movement, there should be a lot of enthusiasm.
I zapravo, kad se tek pridružimo pokretu, treba da bude jako mnogo entuzijazma.
After all, we were leaving material miseries.
Konačno mi napuštamo sve materijalne nedaće.
And we're going back to the spiritual world.
I vraćamo se u drugom svetu.
To live forever.
Da živimo večno.
With full awareness, with so much awareness of how wonderful everything really is.
Sa tolikom svesnošću kako je sve divno.
It's not that we know everything, but we know how wonderful everything is.
Nije da mi znamo sve, ali znamo koliko je sve divno.
And Krishna reciprocates. Generally, everyone has to surrender at the beginning.
I Krishna uzvraća, tako osoba se predaješ na početku.
We have to give up something. We go in the Hare Krishna movement.
Mi se ipak predamo, mi moramo nečega se odreknemo da bismo se pridružili pokretu.
And Krishna reciprocates because we've surrendered.
I Krishna uzvraća jer smo se predali.
If only we change our hairstyle or our dress or whatever.
Ako promenimo samo frizuru, odeću, što god.
Whatever we do, Krishna reciprocates.
Šta god da uradite, Krishna uzvraća.
And then, because of that reciprocity, we get the higher taste. We get some association with Krishna.
I onda mi, pošto on uzvraća, dobijemo i taj viši ukus, dobijemo neku tušnju Krishna.
We become a little aware that Krishna is a real person.
I postajemo malo svesni da je Krishna stvarna osoba.
And he actually loves us. He's concerned about us.
I da nas on zapravo voli, da nam je stalo do nas.
I remember one time we were doing Rath Yatra.
Sećam se jednog smo pravili Rath Yatra.
Prabhupada was in was visiting Buffalo.
Tada sam posjećivao Buffalo.
And I asked Prabhupada who Lord Jagannath was.
Pitao sam Prabhupada, a ko je gospodin Jagannath?
Because when I first joined, they made, the first thing they did, they made me the head pujari.
Ja kada sam se pridružio, prvo što su radili od mene, odmah su me stavili za glavnog pujari.
But the previous head pujari, I asked him who the deities were.
A sad ja sam pitao prošlog glavnog pujari, a ko su božanstva?
And as far as I remember, what he was joking on, he said he didn't know.
E sad koliko se sjećam, mislim da se šalio, ali rekao, ne znam.
So I was worshiping the deities according to what we understood was worship.
Ja sam obožavao božanstvo onako kako smo tada.
To su bili Jagannath, Lord Baladev, Shrimati Subhadradevi.
To su bili Jagannath, Baladev, Shrimati Subhadradevi.
And I asked Prabhupada, I said who Lord Jagannath was, and Prabhupada thought for a while and he said he's God.
I pitao sam tako pravo da ko je gospodin Jagannath, on je malo razmišljao i rekao, on je Bog.
He said, he's Krishna.
Rekao je, on je Krishna.
So I thought, oh, that's very good.
Ja sam rekao, e, pa to
je very happy, that's why I was worshiping.
E, pa baš mi drago, jer ja sam njega obožavao.
And then Prabhupada said, well, usually they have a, and he started to think.
Pa da
je malo to. He was about to say, usually they have a festival.
Ja sam malo razmišljao. Razmišljao i počeo da mi priča, znaš, obično ima jedan festival u Jagannathu.
But then he said, well, you don't have, his God would say, you don't have to worry about that.
I htio da kaže, ne treba ti to da brineš.
But he stopped. I could see he was thinking, and then he stopped.
Vidio sam da je razmišljao, ali je zastao.
And it just so happens we had our first Radhyatra in Buffalo that year.
I eto, tako se desilo da mi imamo, da smo imali dobili našu prvu Radhyatru u Buffalo te godine.
And we put Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladev, Shrimati Subhadra Devi on a car.
I stavili smo gospodina Jagannatha, Baladeva i Shrimati Subhadra Devi na kola.
And they were all facing and sort of forward.
I svi su gledali licima napred.
And someone took a picture.
I neko je uslikao.
And you can see that Subhadra Devi had turned her face and looked into the camera.
I moglo se vidjeti da je Subhadra okrenula svoje lice i pogledala u kameru.
And everyone was looking at that picture, they couldn't believe it.
I svi su gledali u tu sliku i nisu mogli da veruju.
So I thought, give me that picture because I'm sure something's going to happen to her.
Da, ću vam tu sliku jer sigurno sam neću gledati sliku jer nešto će se desiti.
But I couldn't get the picture.
Ali mogu da dobijem tu sliku.
And it disappeared.
Ah, ta slika nestala zapravo.
So you have to take my word for it. But Krishna does give us some special inspiration to develop our faith at the beginning. Because otherwise, how can we sacrifice our lives for Krishna? Unless we have some faith that He is God and that He is a person.
Ukoliko nemamo nešto vere da on jeste Bog, da je osoba.
Unless we get our heart haze, how is it possible to follow four of the principles?
I zato je često pitanje, kako je moguće uopšte slediti četiri regulativne principe?
What to speak of vowing at the time of initiation to follow them for the rest of our lives?
A kamo li kada daje se zajedno tome inicijacije da ćete to slediti do kraja života?
Some, every devotee must have some experience.
Svaki bhakta mora da ima neko iskustvo.
Therefore, utsahamayi, some enthusiasm is definitely there at the beginning.
Zato je utsahamayi neki entuzijazam sigurno prisutan na početku.
And sometimes we're overwhelmed with it.
I ponekad smo potpuno preplavljeni.
But the next stage is thick and thin. What's the word for thick and thin?
Ali sljedećeg dana je malo čupalo, tako kažem.
Ganatarala. We started to notice that sometimes I'm completely enthusiastic. I'm in Vaikuntha. And then something happens. And we're suddenly in some other place which doesn't look like Vaikuntha anymore. Maybe we commit some offense or we overeat.
Možda smo počinili neku uvredu ili smo se
krenili.
Možda smo postali malo ponosni.
And we can see sometimes we're in the fire of devotional service, everything seems very clear.
I možemo vidjeti, nekada smo znali zaista u vatri predanom služenju i sve se čini toliko jasno.
And then sometimes we think, oh, I'm struggling, I'll never get out of the struggle. Life, devotional service is a struggle.
A nekad mislimo, joj, ja se tako borim, ja nikad neću završiti ovu borbu, ovu muku. Predanje služenja, ovaj devotski život, to je čitava neka borba.
Everyone else is going to go back to Godhead, I'm still going to try and chant my rounds.
Svi će ostali da odu nazad kući Bogu, ja ću još uvijek da se trudim, da mantram svoje krugove.
Everyone else is going to be back to God and Krishna laughs, well, where is so-and-so? And all the glories will say, no one knows. Seems like such a struggle. Then we wonder, how am I ever going to become steady?
Onda se mi pitamo, a kako ću ja ikada postati postoji?
How can I keep that initial enthusiasm I had when I joined?
Kako da ja zadržim taj početni entuzijazam koji sam imao kada sam se priključio?
So a little humility is developing.
I tako se razvija malo poniznost.
That there must be something, a process.
Mora biti nešto, a proces.
And the next one is viyuta vikalpa.
Sljedeće je viyuta vikalpa.
War against speculation. So we become a little, we know we want to be enthusiastic, we know we're not always enthusiastic. How do we become enthusiastic?
Well,
let me renounce all my material attachments. Go to Vrindavan. Focus my mind completely on Krishna.
Da um ustavim potpuno na Krishna.
And engage in bhajan 24 hours.
I da 24 sata se uključim u bhajan.
But that may be a little difficult.
Ali to može biti malo teško.
Who will cook for me?
Ko će da mi kuva?
Who will do my laundry?
Ko će da mi pere veš?
Maybe I should get married with a nice mother.
Možda da se oženim nekom
filanom. And do bhajan at home.
Pa ne onda to bhajaniša kući.
But if I do bhajan at home, I'll have to get a job. And then if there's children, I'm going to have to work so hard. Maybe I should go to Vrindavan and do my own laundry. But if I go to Vrindavan, the weather is so hot there sometimes. It gets so cold. I'm going to have to collect money anyhow. Maybe I should marry a Sankirtan devotee. And she can pay for the rent and the heater and the air conditioner. We can live in Vrindavan together.
I onda bi mogla da prosto zakupi novac i za hranu, i za grejanje, i za hlađenje, i za klimu i živit ćemo u Vrindavanu sretno.
So all day long I'm speculating.
I tako ide to spekuliranje.
She loves me.
Voli me.
She loves me not.
Ne voli me.
She loves me.
Voli me.
She loves me not.
Ne voli.
So one can't do any service when it's simply in the clouds.
I onda tako osoba nekad ne može da vrde nikakvu službu i samo je u oblacima.
So one thinks, well, all right, I got to stop the speculation. I got to do something practical.
I onda osoba pomisli, e dobro, dosta te spekulacije, moram nešto praktično da uradim.
So then we saw Vishaya Sangara, the traction and aversion to sense gratification.
I onda se desava Vishaya Sangara, a to je to odmajanje od zadovoljenja čuva.
Here it says, the devotee resolves, I'm going to give up my material desires. But the more he tries to give them up, the more he becomes attached to them. It's like fasting on Ekadasi. You think, today I'm fasting on Ekadasi. Neil
Jalakadasi.
I'm not going to even drink a drop of water.
Neću ni kap vode da popijem.
And I'm going to chant something, I'm going to chant Hare Krishna.
I pevaću Hare Krishna.
So I'm just chanting Japa and following the old dog Kadasi.
I tako osoba mantra sledi nizove Kadasi.
So I'm looking at the watch.
I stavno gledam na sat.
10 hours and I can eat.
10 sati, ja baš bih jeo.
10, 9 hours, 15 minutes.
Timing
is really slowly.
It's
going to be a very difficult day. But I'm following the old Dalakadas. Unlike all these other sense gratifiers. At least I'm not falling like they
are.
8 hours left. I wonder if I can do it.
Šta se da radim? Možda li je? Da li ću to uspjeti?
And then finally, the old Dalakadasi is over.
I konačno završi se mi Dalakadasi.
It's time to drink milk.
Vreme je da se popije mlijeko.
And, you know, 5 glasses.
5 čaša.
10 glasses.
10 čaša.
When is worry, but maybe take some more, you know, another fasting is coming up soon. Maybe we should stock up. My stomach hurts, but anyhow. I wish, you know. So Prabhupada said, as Shruti Kirti Prabhu said. Shruti Kirti was Prabhupada's servant. And then Prabhupada said, don't work in the kitchen. Don't cook in the kitchen. Get your own stove and cook there. Get your own stove and cook, because he was making Prabhupada's meals on this cure. So he said, get your own stove and cook there. So Shruti Kirti decided, well, I'm going to cook in the kitchen. I mean, he was in some place in Los Angeles, and he decided, well, it doesn't hurt if I just cook in the kitchen. So he was cooking for Prabhupada in the kitchen. And one of the Madhijis there was also cooking in the kitchen. And the rest is history. So, he decided to get married. And he went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I can't travel with you anymore. I'm very unhappy because now I can't be in your service. So Prabhupada said, yes. He said, it's like before you get married. Oh, I'm sorry, before the feast. You think, oh, the feast, how it's going to be so fantastic. I can't wait for the feast. Samosas, loved amends, kachoris, sweet rice, malpura. And then after the feast. Oh, I wish there was no feast, I feel so bad. My stomach hurts. So war against sense gratification. Or at least Visara Sandhara. The very thing we're trying to give up is the thing we become more attached to.
I to je ta stvar. Baš ta stvar od koje pokušavam da se odvojim je stvar sa kojoj se sve više ne zvijem.
Then we know we have to make further progress. So we become determined. I'm going to follow certain principles. That way, although I'll become free from my attachments to sense gratification, by becoming attached to activities in Krishna consciousness.
I'll
get up at such and such time in the day, in the morning, I'll chant so many rounds before Mangalarti. I'll only eat so much prasadam every day. So every day we make a determined vow to do this service in that way. And maybe for some time we do the service. And then we can't keep it up. One day we get up at 2. I did it.
Uspeo sam.
2:30. Not bad.
3:00.
It looks a little dangerous. 3:30. 4:00.
4:00.
5:00.
5:00.
And the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Duh želi, ali telo je slabo.
And then we become a little discouraged.
I onda se malo obeshrabrim.
We try, but somehow or another we can't keep our vow.
Mi pokušavamo, ali na ovaj ili onaj način ne možemo da ispunimo se.
But when we keep on trying, then eventually we get to the stage, the last stage that's described here.
Ali ako nastavimo da pokušavamo, konačno ćemo doći do ovog posljednjeg stadijuma koji je ovdje opisan.
We actually develop a little steadiness.
Zapravo ćemo razviti malo postojanost.
We get a little bit of enthusiasm back in Krishna consciousness.
Vratit će nam se malo entuzijazam za svesnost Krišne.
And we're able to convey that enthusiasm to others.
I bit ćemo sposobni da prenesemo taj entuzijazam u
drugu. We exhibit some steadiness to others.
Da prikažemo neku postojanost tu svoju drugim.
So Prabhupada says that, well, in this position I heard about the Chakura.
Zapravo više na Chakura to Thakur.
It is well established that people become attracted to a person possessing bhakti.
Veoma je poznato da ljudi postaju privučeni osobom koja posjeduje bhakti.
Due to bhakti's auspiciousness.
Zbog povoljnosti koju bhakti ima.
And as the popular saying goes, by attracting the populace,
i kao što kaže popularna izreka, privlačenjem,
one becomes wealthy. Tih
stvari, osoba postaje bogata.
That's an astrology too, though. That's an astrology.
Astrology.
11th house in astrology deals with easy wealth.
Zapravo 11. Kuća astrološki, a bavi se tim lako stečenim blagom.
And it deals with social interactions.
I bavi se društvenim odnosom.
So easy wealth comes from social interactions.
I to, da kažemo, lako stečeno blago dolazi od društvenih
odnosa. If you're able to attract a lot of people, you get a lot of wealth.
Ako ste sposobni da privučete mnoge ljude, vi ćete zapravo veoma bogati.
So bhakti produces much opportunity for material gain.
I tako bhakti zapravo proizvodi i mnogo prilika za materijalnu dobit.
Worship and position.
Obožavanje i položaj.
These are weeds around the creeper of bhakti.
To je korenje oko puzavice bhakti.
Engaging oneself in pleasure seeking raga. Ranga. Amid these weed-like facilities, which are but small waves, taranga, in the ocean of bhakti. Therefore this is called taranga rangini, delighting in material opportunities. Delighting in material opportunities. So these are different stages, and this we're only at Anishtha Vajna Kriya. But when we recognize these different stages, then we can actually do something to come to this, to make progress in offenselessly chanting the holy name.
Onda možemo nešto i uraditi da napredujemo u tom mantranju svetog imena bez uvreda.
And as we offenselessly chant the holy name, be guarding against these different stages of anishtha vajna kriya.
I dok tako mantramo svetog imena bez uvreda, mi prolazimo kroz tih šest nivoa i polako stižemo.
No one can actually get to the stage of Nishta, and that's when it's willing to give up these different types of mentalities.
Jer niko neće dostići nivo ništa ukoliko nema volju da se odrekne različitih vrsta mentaliteta.
So this should be a sufficient service for us to do for a while.
Zato je dobro da imamo dovoljno službu koju ćemo raditi neko vreme.
That it's not as simply a external following some kind of particular service.
I nije da samo spolja trebamo da sledimo neku određenu službu.
Yes, that's necessary, that's the foundation.
Da, to jeste osnovno, to je temeljstvo.
That will certainly free us from a lot of our external problems.
I to će nas svakako osloboditi mnogih naših spoljašnjih problema.
But this is the other side of going beyond something mechanically following.
Ali ovo je druga strana koja zalazi iza tog nekog mehaničkog sređenja.
Recognizing the subtleties that Maya has.
Da prepoznamo subtilnosti koje Maya ima.
And be willing to deal with them in a mature way.
I da imamo volju da se sa njima ophodimo i rvemo.
So we don't become attached to these things.
Zreo način. I tako ćemo se povremeno odvezati od tih stvari.
Ultimately, everyone is Krishna's servant.
Konačno, svako je slugi Krishna.
We can't become better than anyone.
Možemo postati bolji od svih.
And we don't have to worry about losing anything.
Ali ne treba da primimo, nećemo ništa izgubiti.
Because whoever we are, we're that person. Whoever we are that eternally.
Jer kogod da jesmo, mi smo to večno.
Our material position can't add to that.
Naš materijalni položaj ne može na toga utiči.
Nor can it take away from that.
Niti može išta od toga.
Because we'll always be who we are.
Jer mi ćemo uvek biti to.
All we can do is act in this world in such a way as to realize who we actually are.
I sve što možemo jeste da delujemo u ovom svetu na takav način da zapravo shvatimo ko smo.
And as I mentioned before, one time I wrote to Prabhupada.
Kao što sam spomenuo jednom pre, pisao sam jednom Prabhupada.
And I had some idea. I asked Prabhupada some questions. Well, I didn't actually ask Prabhupada any question, but he wrote me back a letter. I just sent him some Lakshmi for his book fund. Because I was a treasurer, and we did that. Whatever money we collected from distributing his original blue Bhagavad Gita, we sent to him.
To smo radili, ja sam tada bio blagajnik i šta god bismo zaradili od prodaje njegove plave Bhagavad Gite, ja sam slao direktno njemu.
And he wrote me back, I wrote a long letter.
Ja mi je napisao prilično dugo pismo.
Telling me, beginning to spread the Bhagavad Gita.
Priča mi je da treba da započnem da širim Bhagavad
Gita. Distribute more Bhagavad Gitas and preach.
I da je više Bhagavad Gita i propovedamo.
And then the next he said that you should, well, I just did the whole thing. It's always worth repeating. He said in New York, I've heard that you distributed back 3,000 Bhakti Godheads. I'm sorry. I've heard in New York they've distributed 3,000 Bhakti Godheads in just 2 weeks.
I onda je rekao, čuo sam da su u New Yorku podelili 3,000 Bhakti Godhead magazina za samo 2 nedelje.
And then in Buffalo, you're also distributing Bhakti Godheads very nicely.
A i vi u Buffalo jako lepo delite Bhakti
Godhead. Then in New York, in San Francisco, we just had a Rathiatra.
U San Francisco smo upravo imali Rathiatra.
And 10,000 boys and girls were dancing, chanting in full spiritual ecstasy.
I 10,000 mladića i devojaka je plesalo i pevalo u punoj duhovnoj ekstazi.
The boys and girls in your country are generally good souls.
Devojke i mladići u vašoj zemlji su generalno dobre duše.
That's why they've taken birth in such a nice country.
Zato su se rodili u takvom dobro i lepoj zemlji.
So please continue in this way and your success in life is assured.
Zato molim vas nastavite na taj način i uspeh vaš u životu je siguran.
As Krishna sees that you're working seriously,
kako Krishna radi, kako Krishna vidi da radite ozbiljno,
to bring help bring his other children back to the spiritual kingdom.
Da pomognete da sva ta deca dođu nazad.
Then he'll bestow all his blessings upon you.
On će da pruži i podari svoje blagoslove vama.
Krishna is never ungrateful for our efforts to serve him. Rest assured.
Krishna nikada nije nezahvalan za osobu koja ga služi. Budite uvereni u to.
So, somehow or another, if we can develop the consciousness that every living entity is Krishna's eternal servant.
Ako na jedan ili drugi način možemo da razvijemo svesnost da svako živo biće Krišnin sluga.
And try to become as good an instrument as we can to help them progress in devotional service.
I da pokušamo da postanemo što je bolji instrument moguće da pomognemo njima da napreduju u duhovnom predanom služenju.
Then Krishna will bestow his blessings upon all of us.
Onda će Krišna svima nama podariti blagoslov.
Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis, everyone.
Krishna, Gospodin Chaitanya, šestorica Goswamija, svi.
Our success in life will be assured.
I uspeh u životu je zagarantovan, našu.
So, thank you.
Hvala.
To the Prabhupada ki jai. I think we're to the Prasadamo.
Are
there any questions?
In some
20 minutes. Okay. Any questions? Yes. So, this surrender, what actually this means? It doesn't mean only to do something that we don't like, but like maybe some change the state of consciousness
with your individual person. Yeah. Something. Yeah. We do something, surrender means whether we like to do it or not.
Yeah. Ona je pitala šta je to zapravo predavanje. Da li to znači da radimo nešto što ne volimo pa on tako nekako ne možemo sami sesti i pravimo da nam rađu koja je da, to je to.
We do it because we know this is what Krishna wants us to do.
Mi to radimo jer znamo da je to ono što Krishna želi da radimo.
Because Krishna's representatives told me to do it.
Jer mi je Krishna predstavnik rekao da to radi.
And knowing that Krishna is the owner of everything.
I znajući da je Krishna vlasnik svega.
I'm doing it just to please him.
Ja to radim samo njega da se
bavim. I don't expect any material reward for it.
Ne očekujem za to nikakvu materijalnu nagradu.
And that's, then what will happen is we'll naturally think about Krishna.
Šta će se tada desiti? Tada ćemo prirodno misliti na Krishna.
So that's the sign of surrender.
I to je znak predavanja.
We think of Krishna in the proper attitude.
Da mislimo na Krishna sa pravim stavom.
That's our reward.
To je naša nagrada.
You said that you were preaching very much because it was Prabhupada's strong desire, so we don't do it so much at the moment. Is it because our spiritual master don't want it? They don't have this desire? Or is it something in us? And if the cause in us, what to do it to improve?
I don't quite understand. You don't do what?
If the cause is, if we are the cause, with lack of distribution, if we are the cause, what should we do to rectify this?
Is that what we're working on?
It's perfect.
Oh, we have to, I think those who have experience in book distribution,
mislim da oni koji imaju iskustvo u deljenju knjiga,
who can understand the purpose behind it,
koji mogu da razumiju svrhu iza toga.
Have to explain it.
Moraju to da objasniti.
In the beginning, devotees would do it out of faith.
U početku bhakti su to radile iz vere.
But at least many of them, they realized not only the importance, but the advantage of doing it.
A onda smo mnogo shvatili ne samo važnost, nego i prednost od rađenja.
Especially for one's personal spiritual advancement.
Naročito za duhovni napredak osobe.
As well as for spreading the Sankirtan movement.
Jednako kao i za širenje Sankirtan pokreta.
I mean, that's my experience.
Barem je to moje iskustvo.
Anything I wanted, I mean, in terms of transcendental experience or just learning how to relate to people, a lot of it just came from doing book distribution.
Ako govorimo o transcendentalnom iskustvu ili o razvijenju načina kako se odnositi sa ljudima, mnogo toga je zapravo poteklo iz deljenja knjiga.
What to speak of the fact that, I don't know, as far as our society is based upon Prabhupada's desires.
Sve dok je naše društvo zasnovano na Prabhupadovim željama.
Because Prabhupada had a transcendental vision.
Jer je Prabhupada imao transcendentalnu viziju.
Whether the devotee who gave us initiation emphasized it or not.
Bilo da je bhakta koji je nam dao inicijaciju to naglasio ili nije.
He has his personal understanding, undoubtedly, we're persons.
On ima svoje lično razumijevanje.
His personal realizations.
U krajnjoj liniji mi smo osobe, ima svoje lične realizacije.
So each one of us, all the Prabhupada's followers had that because we're persons, we have personal experience.
I svi Prabhupadovi sledbenici to imaju, jer mi smo osobe, mi imamo lične iskustva.
So someone may be emphasized in one aspect of Krishna consciousness.
I onda neko možda naglašava jedan aspekt svesnosti.
Someone else may be emphasizing another aspect.
A neko neki drugi aspekt.
But that's why Prabhupada wanted us to work in harmony and cooperation.
I zato je Prabhupada želeo da radimo u harmoniji, da sarađujemo.
Because you add them all together, then you get much more.
Jer kad to sve skupite zajedno, imat ćete mnogo
više. Steady and intense Krishna consciousness.
I imat ćete mnogo više uspeha u svesnosti Krishna.
Krishna and consciousness is such that it all works harmoniously together.
Svesnost Krishna je takva da sve harmonično radi jedno s drugim.
One thing will help the other.
Jedna stvar će samo pomoći drugoj.
They're all going towards the same goal.
Jer sve one idu ka istom cilju.
If we learn how to love the devotees and serve them,
ako naučimo kako da volimo bhakti i da ih služimo,
then gradually we realize there are other persons who are also potential devotees.
Onda ćemo postepeno shvatiti da postoje druge osobe koje su također potencijalne bhakti.
Or maybe they were former devotees.
Ili su možda čak i bivši bhakti.
And Krishna is just giving us an opportunity to reintroduce them to Krishna consciousness.
I onda nama Krishna daje priliku da ih ponovo privučemo svesnosti Krishna.
In any case, devotional service is only complete.
U svakom slučaju, vremena služenja je potpuno jedino.
When we're learning to love Krishna.
Jedino kada naučimo da volimo Krishna.
Learning to associate properly with the devotees.
Kada učimo da se na pravilan način odnosimo sa bhaktama.
Doing many different ways of preaching to help the innocent become Krishna conscious.
Da radimo razne vrste propovedanja kako bi pomogli nevinima da postanu svesni Krishna.
And learning to avoid those who are envious of Krishna.
I učimo kako da izbjegnemo one koji su zavidni na Krišnu.
So there may be different approaches to that.
I može biti različitih pristupa tamo.
So we should appreciate that.
I to treba da cenimo.
And not see that one approach distracts from the other.
A ne da vidimo kako jedan pristup razlikuje se i smeta drugom.
But ultimately our movement works in it. That's why we have a GBC.
I zato imamo GBC.
Prabhupada hoped that the GBC would be able to coordinate everyone's inspiration.
Prabhupada se nadao da će GBC biti sposoban da koordiniše svačiju želju za
to. So that everyone could be an individual.
I inspiraciju, tako da svako može
work as in the unity.
I na kraju to sve rezultuje.
That would be the most effective way to become Krishna conscious and spread it also.
I to će biti najefikasniji način da se širi svesnost Krishna.
Is that right? Anything else?
Još nešto?
Hvala. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe. Radhe Radhe Govinda. Radhe Govind.